Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Todd Bauman, our guest, veteran of the NFL. Knows just a little bit about football. Son played Iowa State and beyond. Todd, how is this striking you as the news of a lot of it has to do with quarterbacks, and you're a quarterback, Jim Harbaugh, former quarterback. His negotiations with the Vikings fall apart. Some would say he turned it down. I'm hearing from sources that he didn't do all that well at the interview process and maybe wanted more, expected more. And now the word is they will hire Kevin O'Connell, offensive coordinator of the Los Angeles Rams, also a former NFL quarterback. And I bring a veteran quarterback in, and I don't know how many of the pieces that in that you know about these people, obviously. But how does that strike you when you hear that?
I guess it doesn't strike me too much. I mean, I know Jim a little bit from my 1 year I spent in Baltimore. He was on the sidelines at some of the games when he was at Stanford. I know a lot of people like him. I was excited about the hire either way they went, just because they're both offensive guys. I mean, I think as an offensive guy, playing for an offensive-minded head coach is something that you always want. So I think either one of them would have been a great hire.
Harbaugh's got this kind of weird reputation. What do players want in a coach? What do they look for? Do they hear all those same murmurs? Are they calling their buddies that played for these guys? How does it work in the NFL?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's checking around, trying to get some information, trying to get some feedback on what they've heard or what other players that they know have played for. And, you know, he obviously was a college guy and then went to the NFL with the 49ers and went back to college. And usually guys like that have done that have learned along the way that things you can and can't do from college to the NFL. I mean, they're grown men. You can't treat them like college kids that you basically can, I shouldn't say rule them, but you know what I mean?
You got a pretty good say in their life.
Yeah, right, right. So, I mean, yeah, so obviously there was something that maybe it wasn't a good fit for him or maybe it wasn't a good fit for the Vikings, and obviously – as a fan base, we got to believe that they made the right choice.
You know, the part of the word is that he wanted maybe more control than they're willing to give him on the football side of the operations. Do you have any thought? I mean, does it matter if one person has a ton of control, or does it only matter if the right person or wrong person has that control? Or do you need to have several voices in a room all the time in the NFL?
I don't know if you need to have several. I think you all need to be, I shouldn't say all, but, you know, the two main players need to be on the same page. I would go back to my 1 year I was in Baltimore. I always felt like Ozzie Newsome and whoever the head coach was, whether it was Brian Billick before that or John Harbaugh when I was there, like, I feel like they were always on the same page. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's why they had success for long periods of time, just because they were, you know, they maybe weren't always on the same page, but they could work out their differences and come to an agreement of some sort.
Like, for a player, is your first question all to the head coach, the position coach, the coordinator? Who do you go to when you're not happy or you're confused?
Well, I think you start out with your position coach. Obviously, it makes a difference how long you've been in the NFL, how long you've been in the league, you know, where you start and where you go to. I mean, if you're a guy that's been in there a long time and you've made a name for yourself, obviously you can skip some steps and go right to the head man. But otherwise, I think you always start with your position coach.
And if you go to the head coach, I mean, are those kind of sacred meetings? You only go there if you're really serious about something?
Well, I mean, I think that all goes back to the relationship part of it.
Sure.
What kind of relationship you have with your head coach and, you know, where you feel comfortable, what you can ask and what you can't ask. And I think that's all part of being a professional and understanding what your situation is.
Todd Baum and Kevin O'Connell, they say, will be the next head coach in his 30s. I think 37, 38, something like that, from the L.A. Rams, an offensive coordinator, never been a head coach. When you hear that, how does it resonate with you? Do you say lightning in a bottle possibility, or do you say, ooh, that learning curve is steep?
I think it's both. I mean, you look at LaFleur in Green Bay. I mean, he's done a great job over there. And there's been guys that have been first-time head coaches. I think the biggest thing is, you know, who they surround themselves with. You have to have some veteran guys that have been in the NFL that understand how it all works and make sure that you give them, you know, give them a voice in expressing what they feel is important, and then, you know, have it a happy medium that way.
When you come in and it's your first meeting and you're trying to get this thing right, what do you do when you're the head coach to try to win that team over, especially when you don't have a track record?
Well, I think the number one thing is you have to, you know, lay down what your vision is and what your culture is going to be, and you know, you have to stand by that. And I think one thing that might not hurt is, you know, speaking to some of the veteran players and understand what they think, maybe, you know, some of the things that they feel maybe were lacking in, you know, the last couple of years and what maybe they could do different. And obviously you're not going to change what you believe in, but, you know, what can you do to make things better here?
Todd Baumann is our guest. Todd, obviously, you mentioned, I mean, the NFC Championship is McVay against Shanahan, two young coaches that came, you know, from nowhere, seemingly nowhere, to take over and guide their programs, and they were not held back from it, certainly, and they've been there before as well, both to Super Bowl entrance before. So you don't know what you're getting, and O'Connell is kind of a product of that. Shanahan, he was with in Washington, and McVay in Los Angeles, so he follows to an extent that same kind of chain or scheme. You know, obviously you look at this division, and the Green Bay Packers sit there, but if Rodgers goes somewhere, it could be different overnight. You were there. Did you not replace Rodgers for the year he was injured? Is that when you got signed by them?
Yep, that was when I went there, when he came in and then fractured his leg.
And so he was just on the sidelines, but he wasn't the starter at the time anyway, right?
No, that was Brett Favre was still the starter, I think, for a couple more years after that, yeah.
And what, when you watch Rodgers, I mean, does he control the game? Is he what? And if you lose him, do you lose just about everything if you're Green Bay?
Yeah, you. I mean, taking nothing away from who's ever stepping in, but when you watch a guy like that, I mean, he basically controls the whole game, whether it's the, you know, they obviously get to play from the sideline, the formation, whatever. But, I mean, he has the ability and has been in that system so long. It's just, it's kind of like when, you know, Brady at the end of his career when he was in New England. Just understanding the ins and outs of everything that goes on in the offense, he basically controls all 22 guys in the field.
And he has a presence about him, obviously. Do you think that there's only a few that can do what he's done over the last year in terms of the way that he toys with the, you know, the front office and the management. Do other players look at that and say, oh, that disrupts chemistry? Or do you say, you know what, if I had that power, I'd do the same thing?
Well, I think there's probably both sides of it. But I think if you're probably in the locker room with him and you understand what type of teammate he is or what type of person he is, you know, all the outside talk of people that maybe don't agree with him or don't like him, you know, it all depends on how he gets along with his teammates and those relationships that he's built within the locker room and within those walls is what really matters.
Todd Baumann, our guest. Todd, you coach right now. You teach kids at Game Face how to play the position of quarterback. You coach at the high school level. You've done a lot with it. Your son, a great quarterback at Buffalo and at Iowa State. This position that we talk about that seems to be the key to almost every team is so difficult. Let's just assume the kid has the physical abilities. And now it gets into, you know, decision making, et cetera. And it is so difficult to teach a kid to be great at it. Why? Fill in the blank as to why this position is so extraordinary.
Well, I think there's so many moving pieces that go along with it. I think number one is the confidence. You have to have the confidence, and you have to have the, you know, the mindset that no matter what the situation is, that you're going to get the job done. And if things go bad, you got to be able to forget about it and move on. And number two, everybody talks about, you know, you have to have all the intangibles, but what type of teammates do you have? I've said it for a long time. I feel like there's been a lot of quarterbacks that have probably come into the NFL that have had super short careers because they've gone to such bad teams. I mean, you take Aaron Rodgers, for instance. I mean, yeah, obviously he's disappointed. He fell to 22 or whatever it was in the draft, but he went to a better team. Guys like that that have had the opportunity to maybe sit and watch a little bit on a better team, and then when they get a chance to play, they have the pieces around them to be successful. I think there's all kinds of different facets, but obviously you have to have that, what they call that it, you know what I mean? That thing that can get you over the edge and make you be a great quarterback.
And is some of that, I mean, is it flat out the guy that recognizes the quickest who's open? I mean, does it come down to that? The guy that can process that in the shortest amount of time. In other words, he takes his drop and he goes boom, 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 and whoever it is, he hits the open man right away. Is that? Am I oversimplifying that, or is there something in the brain that you see with some that you don't with others?
Well, I think the two top things are obviously the one is understanding the game, where the ball is supposed to be, get it in your playmaker's hands, and get it out of your hands. And then number two is being accurate. And then number three would be just no matter the situation of the game, you know, can you get the job done? Whether it's, you know, under 2 minutes in the game, you got to make a play. And don't make the situation bigger than it is. It's still just a game, and go out and make the plays that are there.
As someone that was on the field with him, Tom Brady, your thoughts on his career, what put that in perspective from a quarterback's perspective.
I don't think there is. Everybody tries to answer that. I don't think there's words that can describe it in all honesty. I mean, you think of what he's done. I mean, at his age this last year, I think he throws the ball as well right now as he did 5-10 years ago. And for a guy to have 7 Super Bowls and, in all honesty, easily could have all 10 of them, you know, the 3 that he lost is could have easily won. I don't think there's words to really describe it. And when you specifically put one guy on a team, and as soon as that guy gets on the team, everybody around him thinks we can go and win the Super Bowl instantly. I mean, that's something special.
Is part of it that he doesn't make – it's not just the plays that he makes. It's that he's willing to not make a play or not force a play, and he's willing to live to see another day. Again, I'm oversimplifying it, but do you see that in his DNA?
I think that's some of it. And then I think behind the scenes, you know, he's willing to do – whatever it takes to make his team believe that, whether, you know, being the first one there, the last one to leave, he's willing to put in all the extra work after practice. You know, I've heard if he missed the throw in practice, he's going to keep a guy after and make the throw, you know, just to get it completed. All those little things that guy has been doing for 22 years and he's never wavered from it. I mean, how could you not think he's the greatest to ever do it?
All right, Super Bowl, who do you like and why?
I got to go with the Bengals. I'm all in on Joe Burrow. I love that guy.
How
I love
come?
Watching him play. I just love his demeanor. The only thing that makes me super nervous is their offensive line play with that pass rush of the Rams. But other than that, I'm going all in on the Bengals.
And your son at Iowa State, how's that going?
Oh, it's going great. I mean, right now I just talked to him today on the way home, and they had a meeting today, so they're into their full off-season workouts. I think they're going to do a little bit of extra stuff, so I think they're probably pretty excited about that. I told him I'd give him a shout-out today, so I think he's maybe going to be listening. So
all right.
his roommates, Big Turkey, Tyler, and Brady, if they're listening down there, I'm sure they're probably getting some homework to them, don't you?
Yeah,
think,
yeah.
Think, Maxie?
Yeah, for sure, man. But, you know, when I watched him in high school, he was as good as I've seen. It was boom, boom, boom. And now, and just give me a little fatherly advice here, because whether you're at the big time like he is or any level, he's had to wait his turn there. It's not just about you show up and things just work out. How do you counsel him through those days when maybe he's practicing and playing really well, but there's only one quarterback spot?
Well, it's just part of it. I mean, every single year at that level, they're going to bring in another quarterback, and you know, even if you're not playing right now, I mean, your time might be one snap away, two snaps away. So, you know, I told him all the years that I played, you got to prepare like you're going to play, because if that time comes and you're not prepared, you know, you're going to look like a fool. And the other part of it is you got to go through some growing pains. I think the transfer portal nowadays has kind of made things a little bit goofy that way. If things don't work out for kids, like, oh, I'm just going to go up and leave to a different place. And there's a place for it, but I think it's kind of made things a little bit harder on the high school kids that are coming out.
For sure. And GameStop is the old Winter Park where you used to work. You're working again now for a lifetime. How is that going?
Oh, it's going awesome. Game Face, yeah, over there at Winter Park. And, you know, we got the full indoor 100-yard turf and got a bunch of quarterbacks that have been working right now. Obviously, it'll keep getting more and more as basketball season and hockey season wind down. But we got our first 7-on-7 tournament down in Dallas this weekend. So our team's heading down there on Friday, and we got a tournament Saturday, Sunday, and it'll be fun to go down there and compete.
Do you coach the whole team, or do you just coach the quarterback? What are you doing that?
No, I'm the offense coordinator on one of our 18U teams. We got two 18U teams, a 15 and a 14U team. So I coach one of the 18U teams, yeah.
This is a little bit different than when I grew up in Gaylor and you grew up in RTR, isn't it?
Yeah.
The times have changed a little, haven't they?
That they have.
All right. Buddy, I appreciate it very much, Todd. Thanks for the perspective always, and we will be in touch, but always enjoy visiting with you.
All right, Max. We appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.